Hello.
Hello.
Am I speaking to Mr. Wallace?
Yes, yeah.
Hi, Mr. Wallace. My name's Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you?
Fine.
Perfect, sir. Just for data protection, sir, can you confirm your address for me, please?
48 Corserine Terrace, Bellsbank, the Melton, KA67SY.
Perfect, Mr. Wallace. Thank you very much for confirming that. And just to let you know, Mr. Wallace, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, sir. Do you have roughly around about 15 minutes to just have a quick chat with myself? Is that okay?
You have my password?
I do have your password. Can you just confirm that for me, please?
Wait a minute, give me a minute, please.
That's okay.
Right, what's my password?
Yeah, would you like to confirm that password for me, please?
No, would you like to confirm it?
It is Tom and Margaret, is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect, sir.
I do have 15 minutes.
Perfect, sir, thank you. I will be as quick as I can. All this is going to be is I'm just going to gather a bit of a picture about yourself. I do obviously know about your time in care. I just want to understand the effects that time in care has had on you in the past and current, okay? So what I will do is I'll ask a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can, okay?
Yes.
All right, sir. So just to start off, so I've got some knowledge about yourself, do you currently suffer from any mental health illnesses at the minute?
Depression.
Okay. And how long have you suffered from depression for, sir?
Through all health.
Okay, could you put a little bit of a time frame on it, roughly?
Twenty-five year.
Okay. And do you take antidepressants for this?
No, I take a sleeping tablet at night. What do you call them? I'll just go and look at who call you. I'm in Tractaline.
Right, okay, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And is it just depression that you deal with at the minute?
I've got a lot of health problems.
Okay, but no anxiety or PTSD, anything like that?
A wee bit of anxiety, and I'm not that keen in authority or police or that now.
Okay, and is the anxiety diagnosed, or is it just, you know, part symptoms that you face?
It's these symptoms, you know, if I get stopped in the car or running like that, I just don't feel safe.
Yeah, okay, and is your doctor aware of that one?
I'm not sure if they're aware of that, I know.
Okay. Okay, sir. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No, not at all. I'm on a lot of medication.
That's fair enough. Recreational drugs. Okay, sir. And one question I do have to unfortunately ask you, and I don't like asking anybody this, but it's obviously so I can get the best knowledge about yourself, is have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life? Sure.
I've not tried, but I've thought about it. No, recently, but I thought about it. No long after the incidents happened, basically in Kirtland Park.
Yeah.
Where I was trying to touch me up and that. I seriously thought about it then. Quite a few times before.
Okay, and I'm sorry that obviously them thoughts did cross your mind, and you know, you may have thought at some point that could have been an option out. But you know, I'm proud to speak to you today, Mr. Wallace. So
yes, that's fine.
Thank you for not acting upon that. Okay, sir. And would you mind sharing your registered GP practice, please?
It's Dr. Brown.
Yep.
And it's the Melton Health Centre.
Okay, do you mind spelling that one for me?
B-A-L.
B-A-L.
No, D for Desmond.
Oh, yeah, D-A-L.
M-E.
M-E.
Double L.
Yep.
I-N-G.
Yep.
B-O-N.
Medical practice. Okay, and what area of Scotland is that in?
It's East Ayrshire.
Okay, let's have a look. Just bear with me, I'm just grabbing the details up of this GP surgery. Okay, and is that on Main Street, is it?
That's correct, aye.
Yeah, okay. And how long have you been registered at this practice, sir?
I've been registered with the doctors in Dunmellington for 50 years.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. And just to confirm your care settings, we do have noted down here, we have Kirkland Park care home.
Kirkland Park. And that was in Darvo.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay, bear with me 1 second.
I don't think it's open now. I think it's been shut for years.
Okay, and what area was that in, sorry?
Darvo. That'll be the new, I think it'll be North Ayrshire.
Alright, yeah, I've got that. I've got that, yeah. And how long was you in that care setting for, sir?
No, sure. It was about maybe 4 or 5 weeks, I think, something like that. I was actually sent there for a children's panel.
Okay, sent from children's panel. Okay, and was that the first care setting you was in before Glenochel Detention Centre?
Yes, I was in that before detention.
Okay, not a problem.
And then it was Glenochel Detention Centre.
Yeah, we've got that in Stirling, and then we've got Longrigg End as well.
Have you not got Pullman?
Have you been to Pullman as well? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Has been in detention.
I don't know if I mention it to that the lady to Billy that I spoke to.
It hasn't been noted down, so he or she may have missed that. But obviously this is good why we have these investigational calls, mm-hmm. just to clarify each setting that obviously you have been in.
I was assaulted quite a few times in there with officers.
Okay.
I thought I wouldn't be sure if I told her that or no. I'm 67, my mind's no is.
Yeah. With the assault from the officers, was that in Pullman, was it?
Longrigg End, she knows about that. She knows about the detention centre, Glenochel's. And I was actually in Pullman for nearly 2 years.
Okay.
And I had quite a few punches and kicks. Through onto your bed, your cell floor, things like that.
Yeah. Well, with the when it comes to the detention side of things, Mr. Wallace, sometimes that can fall out of the criteria of the redress, the redress conclusion as itself. With the Scottish redress criteria, they focus more so on the care settings of like. Basically, like local institutions, you've been placed under by care providers. If you've gone into detention centres or any HMPs and suffered any sort of abuse, sometimes that can fall under a civil matter. Obviously, it just depends on the obviously severity and whatnot.
They're actually a young offenders institution.
Yeah.
Based on us under 18.
Yeah. All right. I will look into that one for you definitely, and get back to you on whether obviously it is within or without the criteria.
Right.
But at least obviously we have Kirkland to go off and work for at least. Mm-hmm. So obviously just confirming using.
Hello. Hello? Can you hear me?